ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सवाई रत्नं तु
तद्दृष्ट्वा
आत्मैश्वर्यातिशायनम् तन्नाद्रियताग्निहोत्र्यम् साभिलाषः सहायहयः।
In the purport, Prabhupada stresses the point of cow protection as essential for civilized human society. It's a point that Prabhupada often stresses in his purports. We'll find even in the first canto, Prabhupada discusses this. But actually, more towards the end of Prabhupada's manifest presence on this planet in this Kali Yuga, he was speaking about farms and cow protection, agriculture. Prabhupada went to the West. He convinced people to take up Krishna consciousness, which is a purely spiritual endeavor. In the beginning, there were just a few devotees. Gradually, the number of devotees increased. Not very gradually, quite quickly, actually. And most of Prabhupada's disciples, they joined the temple and lived in the temple. Lived in the temple. Yeah. Jilat.
It's nice live.
Daily. Yeah, I say from jiv to live. That was it. If anyone wanted to take up Krishna consciousness, we'd tell them that whatever you're doing, just leave it and come and join the temple. Although Prabhupada even at that time spoke about people can be devotees in their homes, we didn't imagine how that could be possible, by and large. I was living in London in the, it was 76, 77, like that. 75, 76, 77. There was one devotee there who was a medical student from India. He was Prabhupada's, my godbrother. So he was sometimes in the temple and sometimes not in the temple. But we thought he was a little odd. Why is he not living in the temple? Now, another of my godbrothers, I used to see him at the weekends only. And I thought that was a little strange. And I asked him, how is that? He said, because I'm studying at university. I said, why? He said, well, Prabhupada told me to. Because I'd already almost finished the course when I came to this Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada told me, you finish it and then you come and join the temple. That's Mahaman Prabhu, who's temple president in Vrindavan now. You don't know him, probably most of you, most of them. But he's a well-known figure in our movement. Anyway, the general thing was that everyone should just come and live in the temple. That's it. That's Krishna consciousness, and everything else is just Maya. Even there was one incident, I'll relate, that one of our brahmacharis, he's a grihastha now, Kripa Moy Prabhu, he's a leading figure in our movement in England today. So he was out doing book distribution in London, and he came back early. And behind him there came someone also. He was yelling and screaming, this is bogus, this is Satan, it's Hare Krishna, all this kind of thing. So Kripa Moy Prabhu had been doing book distribution. This man came up and started harassing him like that. It was quite not unusual in those days. So he tried going to another place and he followed him there. So he thought, well, it's almost lunchtime. I might as well come back to the temple because it's right in the heart of London. Take a little prasad and go out again. This way I'll lose him. But the man came right in the temple and he followed him right in the temple. So it just happened that standing there was the brahmachari who was the temple president. His name was Prabhavishnu Das Brahmachari. I think you've heard of him. He's a sannyasi now. So he said, stop! And the man, he just stopped. What are you talking about? And he tried to say something. Just by Prabhavishnu, he was just so authoritative. He was just living outside. They said that either not as fortunate as devotee 12 months. Although there may be lack. But still, there are many people who understand, actually, there's something seriously wrong with modern life. But they can't really find, you know, what's the actual problem? And they try to make stopgap solutions. This is a term that Prabhupada used. You know what that means? It means a temporary solution which isn't really a solution. It's just the immediate problem, you try to solve it, but there are millions of other problems which are just certain to come and overwhelm you. Just like, for instance, there's a gang of people outside your house. Your door is open, there's a gang of people come to kill you. So close the door and turn on the TV. It's a stopgap solution because it stopped them temporarily, but they'll break down the door and come in and kill you anyway. So people have seen there's something wrong in society, and therefore they try to make things better. So there is the, for instance, the green movement, in which they try to make the factories less polluting and like this, and they try to stop atomic experiments, explosions. And there are new age gurus, just like, for instance, Mr. Stephen Covey, who perceive that in general human dealings there's often some level of nastiness which is not necessary. So they examine human behavior and they suggest how we can organize ourselves and behave with each other in a manner that will be more pleasing and beneficial for all of us. So they're trying to find, or trying to make society better. However, although their endeavors may have some beneficial effect, it's limited beneficial effect. Because none of them have really analyzed the problem to its very depth. That the whole setup of society is mistaken. That as long as we have this kind of economic system, then you can say be nice to each other and smile at each other and don't pollute and this and that. But it's not the basic setup of society is itself the cause of so many problems. So like that, Stephen Covey or someone like that gives some guidelines on how to live and act in a better manner within the corporate system. But Prabhupada's revolution was to point out that the corporate system itself is a total aberration on human civilization. It means an unwanted deviation from the normal. That this is not human civilization. That the whole way of life, the whole mode of life in itself is mistaken. And therefore, Prabhupada, he suggested just, you know, cut right out of this system. Don't have anything to do with it. Because that way of life, it's based on on the demoniac premise that Ishvaraham Aham Bhogi, I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. This, Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, this is the attitude of a demoniac person. So the whole industrial civilization is based on the idea that we shall control material nature and exploit it for our enjoyment. And manipulate nature in a manner that is more beneficial to our sense gratification. Sense gratification is not denied even in Vedic culture, at least to the karmis. But the idea is to cooperate with nature rather than try to exploit. So some people in the modern society, they have that idea also. We should cooperate and live in harmony with nature. But mostly they can't give up the gadgets that modern society has offered us. Gadgets means all the facilities, just like electrical goods and cars and so many things. And even if some people, they try to live what was in the modern society is called a primitive life, then they just, because they have no higher principle, then they just, instead of living in as industrialized cats and dogs, they just live as deindustrialized cats and dogs, that's all. So Prabhupada gave the formula of simple living and high thinking, of which among these two, the most important is high thinking. If you can maintain your high thinking, even living in the complex society, that's acceptable. It's not compulsory that everyone has to immediately go and live on the land. But because for most people, it's just because the way society and the way of life is set up, it's difficult to do so, Therefore, Prabhupada wanted to set up these farm communities. Again, the simple living itself is not the goal, but it is a means that, when coupled with high thinking, is very conducive for that high thinking to develop. So I'm not saying that, you know, you all have to immediately do that, but you should at least, everyone should understand Prabhupada's instructions in this regard and at least think about it. Because if you start to think about it, then that is the first stage, thinking, feeling and willing. You think about it, you consider it, and then you could do it also. Because those who are living in the temple as brahmacharis or brahmacharinis, they're not going to be, most of them probably won't remain in that position forever. So then when the question of married life comes, then there's a question of, well, maintenance. So we always think of maintenance in terms of income. That is the conditioning that we have from the way we've been brought up. We think that you have to get money, because when you get money, then only you can get food, clothing, shelter, and all these things. So we think you have to get money, you have to earn money by doing business or doing a job or something. Then only you can maintain. But in God's arrangement, money is not required for these things. You take directly from the land, food, clothing, and shelter. All these things are arranged. So at least you can start to think about it. Recently I was in Dubai, where there are many Indian people living there and working. Dubai.
V Dubaji. V Dubaji, kde žije mnoho indických lidí, mnoho Indů.
Working means working, working, working. So, I began the lecture by saying that Srila Prabhupada gave to devotees living in the temple a program of sadhana, which is about 6.5 hours a day. If you take the morning and evening program, 6 to 7 hours a day. So I asked, I mean, there was a big audience, a few hundred audience, or a big gathering, a few hundred devotees, and many of them initiated. And they're all working people. There's no ISKCON temple there. Working, and there's some are housewives also. There's still such a thing as a housewife. So I asked them that, well, how many of you perform 6 to 7 hours sadhana a day? Two hands went up. It was two more than I'd expected. Two Matajis, they must be staying at home, and maybe their kids are grown up or something. Then I asked that, well, how many of you would like to do 6 or 7 hours sadhana a day or more? And as I expected, pretty much every hand went up. So then I pointed out, well, the reason you can't do what you want to do is because of the way of life you lead. You're so busy. They're mostly, you know, they have these click, 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 click. They click on the way to work when they're going in their car. Click, 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 click.
Not very good.
If you don't know what it is, good. So I was saying that probably most of you are thinking, you know, you're looking forward to when you can retire, then you could live in Vrindavan or Mayapur, and you can do plenty of bhajan, sadhana like that. You have to spend your whole life living a way that you don't want, and then when you're almost ready to die, then you can start to do what you do want to do. But probably you'll be so old and sick at that time that you might not be able to do it at that time either. And your whole life is going in bifale shevenu kripana durajana chapala shukala balagi re, which I'll explain. So your whole life is going in bifale shevenu, useless work. Serving a kripana durajana, which means a miserly rascal. And most people in the modern age, they work for some multinational corporation. They don't even know who their boss is. They don't even know his name.
A mnoho, většina lidí pracuje v různých konglomerátech nebo
conglomerates. Is a multinational corporation. No. So impersonal. I mean, at least previously, if someone was employed by someone else, they'd know who he is, they'd interact with him, and you know, he'd be the landlord or whatever, the owner of the shop, and then there'd be some personal interaction. But nowadays, you don't even know the name of who your boss is or which country he's from or anything. So you're working for some kripana durajana, some miserly rascal. You don't even know who he is. For what? For chapalashuk, for some flickering sense gratification. Of course, those who are grihastha, Vaishnavas,
they're working to maintain their families in Krishna consciousness.
But the fact that you can't live the life that you want to do, you can't dedicate yourself to Krishna consciousness in the way that you want to, is because we're trapped in the modern economic system. So we may think, well, it's very austere living on the land. And it is. But it's also very austere working your whole life doing something you don't want to do for someone you don't even know, just to maintain your family. Most people, their whole life, they're doing some job. They don't want to do it. And they don't find any satisfaction in that. But they're just forced to do it because they have to get some money to maintain their position of sense gratification. So Prabhupada was suggesting a completely different way of life for the mass of society. Just forget this whole modern civilization and go back to the way that people live for thousands of years. But add to that Krishna consciousness. So at least you can think about it, and some of you can start to do it, maybe. I said in that lecture in Dubai, I don't expect anyone to take this up because you're all addicted to this way of life. But at least you can start to think about it. And then maybe gradually some of you will take it up. But actually some of the devotees there, they immediately thought, yes, we should start moving towards that. So some of them, they want to save up some money, buy some land, and buy some land in India. There's no use buying desert in Dubai. And do that. So you see, here in Czech Republic also, the land is very good land, actually. And as Prabhupada noted, and I was also noting as we came on the train yesterday, there's so much land which is not cultivated, overgrown fields. Prabhupada said we should, these fields which were not being used, we should just go and occupy them and farm them. And he said, well, you know, what about the government? I said, never mind about the government, the people will support us. Prabhupada is very bold. It's required. Hare Krishna. We're over time. So there's one important aspect of our movement. It's our duty as followers of Prabhupada to make this happen. And many other important things to do also, such as going out on Harinam Sankirtan. Done. So we'll finish the class here so that we can get out and do that. But try to develop a broad vision of what Prabhupada's teachings are and how we have to implement that in human society. Hare Krishna. So we'll finish that? Yeah. All right. It is finished. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai. His Holiness Srila Bhakti Vikas Maharaja ki. Jai.